with nice weather coming, a lot of things happening, including this weekend coming up on the 19th from 9 to 2 at the Lorain County Airport is Discover Aviation Day. And to join us to talk about that from Discover Aviation is Dan Maley. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
So, yeah, everybody's getting ready. And, of course, anybody who flies, the weather is really kind of their partner, right? I mean, that's how it works.
Right, and we are in a very shaky weather pattern right now. If you look at the 5 or 7 day forecast, there's a chance of showers most every day. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that Saturday we'll have a nice window of good weather between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. so we can fly and have a great time.
You've done this before. What can people expect when they show up?
Well, when they show up, they're going to... And this is not just for pilots. I mean, especially for young folks that are maybe thinking about aviation as a career, there's so many things in aviation that you can get involved in, not just the people that fly the planes, the people that design the planes, the people that build the planes, the people that maintain the planes, the air traffic control people that keep planes apart from hopefully not crashing into one another. So there's all kinds of things that people can learn about aviation. And if you are between the ages of 8 and 17, you can... if the weather is flyable, go for an airplane ride. And it's a free thing. And our EAA, which stands for Experimental Aviation Association, that's another branch of a club for aviation folks, besides its Discover Aviation Center, their pilots, including myself, will be flying these, what we call young eagles. And we'll take them on about a 20 or 30 minute flight, fly them around up along the lake shore, and we'll fly pretty much right over Elyria. And we'll have a great time, and hopefully they will get the bug, and they will have a beautiful career in aviation.
I suppose there are two things that happen. They either realize, I love flying, or I hate flying. I mean, there's sometimes no middle ground in that sort of a thing.
Well that's the thing. Anybody that's thinking about learning to fly an airplane, they should take a Discovery Aviation, a Discover Flight, as we call it. And sometimes they'll get the bug, and sometimes this is not for me. You should take a flight once and just to see what it's like.
Do you remember your first time up in the air?
Well, my first time was back when I was a youngster. A good friend of mine's father owned a big corporation in the town I'm from, and they had a little Bonanza airplane, and they took us for a ride, and that's my first memory of flying in a small airplane. Since then, I've flown in multiple airplanes, but about 6 years ago, I got the bug myself to learn how to fly, and it was quite enjoyable. I was a little bit hesitant for the first several weeks, and I said, well, go for it. And when I had my first solo flight, they say that's quite an experience. Well, it was, but you're trained well. I made it around what we call the traffic pattern 3 times, and I didn't crash the plane. And I went on from there, and I've been flying now for about 4 years with my license.
How intimidating does the instrument panel become when you first sit into when you are then solo flying? And is technology sort of making it any easier for people to learn?
It's right now we're kind of in a transition between what they call the old steam gauges, the little dial gauges. And there's basically 6 instruments that you look at. It's not too intimidating, but now the plane that I learned to fly in is called a glass panel. It's all digital, and it can do many, many more things than I can even think about learning on the darn thing. But technology has just grown so much in aviation, and it's really helped. Now you can you don't have to navigate so much by looking at landmarks. You can just look at a line on your computer screen, and it'll direct you right to where you want to go.
Are you missing out on the view, though, if you do that? I'm thinking sometimes you want to be able to see where you're what's out there. That's part of the flying, right?
This is what we preach for general aviation pilots like myself, who basically are Sunday afternoon flyers. Keep your eyes out the window, because there are other planes out there, and you have to look at them. Now, that's the one problem with all this technology, that pilots now are not looking out the window as much. They're looking at all their fancy equipment on their dashboard, and they should be looking out the window.
Well, this is no different than drivers following some sort of navigation device when they're thinking it tells them to turn left, and you're going, well, there's nothing there, but still they do it because they're following some other command where they're relinquishing their responsibility.
Right, but you have to, in aviation, it's aviate, navigate, communicate. So you always have to be flying the airplane, first of all, first and foremost, and keep your eyes out the window, unless you're flying in instruments like the airliners when they're flying through the clouds and everything. Obviously, you don't look out the window then.
Dan, how high does a smaller plane typically go? And we see a plane up in the sky, maybe we hear the propellers. How high up is that?
Usually they're flying anywhere from maybe just under 3,000 feet up to maybe about 5,000 feet. That's probably the general area where we're most of the general aircraft are flying.
And some of the large airliners, how high?
They're up around 35,000 feet. Ooh, so okay. We don't have to worry about those.
Even with the smaller planes, do you still have, like, standard radio communication?
That is a very, very important thing to keep in mind. I fly out of the Lorain County Regional Airport. That's where Discovery Aviation Day will be. That is what is called a non-controlled airport. Cleveland Hopkins, the big airport where all the airliners go in, that is controlled. And if I want to fly into, and there's airspace, it's all controlled airspace. If I want to fly over to Cleveland Hopkins Airport, I have to be talking to a bunch of people to get permission to do that. At Lorain County, which is a non-controlled airport, we are on our own. We are required to, or supposed to broadcast our intentions, where we are, where we're going, what we want to do. And all the pilots that are in and around Lorain County Airport, they are broadcasting on the same frequency, and that way we can keep track of one another and keep our spacing.
As a Sunday afternoon flyer, on a typical Sunday, how many like planes might be up there talking to one another?
On a beautiful day, as we all know, in northern Ohio, the weather can be kind of iffy. So when we got a great flying day, there's a lot of planes up there. And you have to keep your eyes open. And there may be, on a busy day, you might hear 10 or 20 different pilots talking in one particular area. And we kind of tell them where we are. And so we look out for one another.
We're talking to Dan Maley this morning about Discover Aviation. Discover Aviation Day is coming up at the Lorain County Airport, May 19th, is coming Saturday.
Right.
From 9 until 2, Rush Road in Elyria. Free event coming out. It's kind of a way to instill the love of flying for the next generation.
It is. We're trying to keep aviation alive. And again, there's many careers in it. You could be just a sport pilot like myself, or you could be a commercial pilot flying the airliners. I might mention that... come out there with an empty stomach, because we will be having a pancake breakfast, and that'll run till about noon, and then we'll start flipping some hamburgers and hot dogs, and for lunch for those who want to embark in something like that.
You also wanted to talk about another organization, a nonprofit that's involved with what you have.
Right. FASTAR is Discovery Aviation Center is a division of FASTAR. FASTAR is downtown Cleveland. They are... involved in paramedicine. They are paramedics. They also have, besides Discovery Aviation Center, they have reopened the Aviation High School down there at Burke Lakefront Airport. We're not in that building right now. We're up on Lakeside Avenue, but it's now called the Davis Aerospace and Maritime High School. And kids that are interested in aviation or in the maritime, the sailing ships and that, excellent place to get involved and do your high school work there.
Okay, well, again, we appreciate you stopping in this morning for Discover Aviation Day this coming Saturday, May 19th, from 9 to 2 at the Lorain County Airport on Rusher Road in Elyria. And you'll have some folks there with different aircraft. I see a picture of a helicopter. Will there be helicopters?
That's Metro Life Flight. They are based in three areas around Northeast Ohio, and one of their bases is at the Lorain County Airport, and these guys are just great. If they're not on an emergency call, they're going to bring the helicopter over and explain. These guys are just wonderful. They tell you all about their missions and how the short time that it takes from when they get a call, an emergency call, so that when that helicopter is in the air, it's just amazing. And they're going to be over there, if at all possible, to let everybody know what they do.
Sounds good. Appreciate your time this morning.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, and hope to see everyone on Saturday.